All right, you've got a new exhibit that has already opened at the Brandywine River Museum of Art. It's called High Water Marks. Talk to me about that exhibit. Very exciting.
Yes. Thanks, Kelly. So the exhibit is the result of a year-long project. As I've been here in residence, I've been working with the Brandywine Conservancy, which is part of the umbrella organization, along with the museum, and really trying to create a bridge between these two parts of the organization. So with my art practice, going out into the field with conservancy staff as they work to conserve and preserve the Brandywine River and the surrounding land. And as I was working, one of the first things I did here was to build a small boat, and I did this with members of the public here who came to the museum over a weekend. And with this boat, I then went out and explored the river, meeting people along the way, going out with conservancy staff as well, and really trying to understand where the river goes from being a very rural place in the Honeybrook Township area in the northern north of here, and where the headwaters are, down to Wilmington, and thinking about all the changes and transitions that it makes along the way, and all of the various communities that it touches. And I think the resulting piece is an immersive video that it's about 60 feet long, and there's a sound installation as well. And so it's really about encountering the river in a larger-than-life sense, and you're looking very closely both into the water and then into the lives of the people around it. And it's really about making this sort of connection between the river and the people that are here because of the river, and then in that same, or sort of on the other hand, the fact that the river exists as it does today because of the communities that are around it, and also because of the conservation work that the Conservancy does.
Was the Brandywine watershed your inspiration?
Yeah, really. I think I come from Brooklyn, New York, and I've been working on waterways with my collective Marley Barum for about the past 10 years. And here was a very different situation because you had this river that started in a very rural area, but was providing drinking water to 500,000 people in Wilmington and in towns like Coatesville and Downingtown along the way. And just thinking about the various states of this river as a kind of a microcosm to some larger questions about our relationship to the environment and how the cities that we build and the towns that we build, need these sort of preserved and protected areas to experience nature. And then here, literally, the people are getting their drinking water from the river, and that our actions impact, the water quality and the lives of people who benefit from that resource. So really I was inspired by the watershed and by, also the layers of history from the Wyeths to the, DuPonts to the kind of untold histories of workers here and, in farming and in steel towns, and thinking about how all of these different histories really connected to create a story about this place that, I think is larger than the place itself. It really speaks to something really essential within us and our relationship to the water.
This is the first time that the Brandywine River Museum of Art has presented a video installation. It must be an honor that it's yours.
It's a huge honor, Kelly. Yes, it's an honor, and it's been an honor and a privilege both to work with the staff of the Conservancy, but then also to have the vision of people like Tom Payden at the museum, who really wanted to, I think, reactivate these this initial sort of drive of what the place was built on here, which is thinking about landscape and the environment as part of the same conversation. So landscape painting and in the work of the Wyeths and others, connecting really directly with the kind of conservation work within the landscape that the Conservancy is doing. So it's been a huge honor. It's been an amazing learning experience, and I think that the piece, I'm thrilled to be the first artist presenting video here in a place really known for its landscape painting traditions. And I think that people who see the piece will see a lot of the reflections of that other work that the museum does in the visual language of the piece. And that's partially just that the landscape here speaks for itself. It sort of tells itself in ways that will be instantly recognizable as the Brandywine.
Let's bring in Tom Payden. He's the director of the Brandywine River Museum of Art. Tell me about your museum.
The Brandywine is a museum of American art that has a particular focus on artists who have lived and or worked in the Brandywine Valley, which actually saw a kind of remarkable artistic flowering in the mid-19th century and continues today. But I think most notably we're known for the three generations of the Wyeth family, N.C., Andrew Wyeth, and Jamie Wyeth.
What makes your museum different from all the others? What makes people come to your museum?
Well, I think that there's a very strong sense of place at the Brandywine. Because of the setting, we're in a very bucolic setting right on the banks of the river. It's a very intimate museum. But also you get really a sense of depth there because the landscape right around the museum has been protected by the Brandywine Conservancy, which is the other half of our organization. And so you can actually walk in the footsteps of many of the artists in our collection. You can see the land that they painted. And in the case of N.C. Wyeth and Andrew Wyeth, you can actually go and visit their studios, which are part of the museum, and we make open to the public. And you can see where they painted all of the works that are on view in the museum. So there's a real sense of place there.
How long has the Brandywine River Museum of Art been in existence?
We were founded in 1971, and it actually followed after the founding of the Brandywine Conservancy, but there was a vision by our founding board members, including George Weymouth, known to all as Frolic Weymouth, that there would be an organization that protected the natural and cultural resources of that area. So the Brandywine Conservancy was founded first, and then a few years later, the Brandywine River Museum of Art was opened in a 19th century mill that was adapted for use as a museum.
Where can people get more information about the museum? And are you guys on Facebook as well?
We have a very large Facebook. We have a very large Facebook following, and our website is brandywine.org.
Anything you want to say about this new video art exhibition that has already opened and will be running through January 7th?
Dylan is a fascinating artist who's based in Brooklyn, and he's been very interested in water, waterways. He's very interested in water as a connector to communities and geographic locales. And when we were in 2016, we were working on an exhibition of Hudson River paintings. And I began to think of ways that we could kind of bring that interest in the rivers that the Hudson River painters showed in their work, which was going to be on view. How could we bring that into the present day? And so anyway, I spoke to Dylan, and he became our first artist in residence. And so he's been working at the museum, not only with the museum staff, but our colleagues at the Conservancy. And he was fascinated by the activities that the Conservancy undertakes to protect land and the water in the Brandywine, which is the drinking water for the city of Wilmington.